Today's story is called What Next, Monkey? Written by Ria LeRoux. Let's listen closely now.
There was once a young monkey who lived in a lush green forest. He had many friends, but because he always got up to mischief, they no longer wanted to play with him. This made Monkey very sad.
Ndizohamba mna kweli hlathi and explore the big wide world. Ndiqinisekile ukuba ndizawudibana nabahlobo abatsha endleleni.
Watsho ngawo. So off he went, carrying a big bunch of bananas in his backpack. His bright eye darted here, there, and everywhere as he swung from tree to tree through the forest. Once he cleared the forest and started crossing the plain, his heart beat faster.
Wow! Yo, bendingayazi mna uba ihlabathi likhulu kangaka. I feel so small and I'm a bit scared. Should I turn back?
Said Monkey. His shoulders drooped and his knees trembled. But before Monkey could decide what to do, the most awful thing happened. A gigantic lamb catcher swooped down, swoosh, scooped him up and carried him off.
Ndincedeni!
Wakhala uNkawu esiya phezulu, sele ubonela ezantsi umhlaba. The lamb catcher was very strong and flew faster and higher and further away from the forest.
Uzawuba sisidlo esimnandi emantshontshweni am. Nothing can stop me and no one can help you. Waske nje wena uthule uvale umlomo. Yeka ungxola.
The lamb catcher said. The lamb catcher was so sure of himself that he didn't notice the wind coming up. It ruffled his feathers and blew him here, there, and everywhere. Kungekudala, amafu oyikekayo aqalisa ukuqongana. The lightning flashed across the sky and loud thunder boomed all around them.
Oh no! What should I do?
The lamb catcher cried. But before he could decide what to do, the most unexpected thing happened. A bolt of lightning struck the tip of his wing. Zap! The lamb catcher got such a fright that he let go of Monkey. As Monkey tumbled through the air, his backpack split open and his bananas flew here, there, and everywhere.
Oh, what should I do?
Howled Monkey as the ground rushed closer. But before he could decide what to do, the most wonderful thing happened. Just before he reached the ground, izandla zakhe zabamba into eyomeleleyo. At first, Monkey thought it was a tree, but it didn't feel rough enough. In fact, it was smooth and patchy and covered in hair. Monkey's eyes flew open as he slid down, 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 and landed with a soft thump.
What on earth broke my fall? What am I sitting on?
Monkey asked, holding on tight as he looked around. But all he could see was a big blue tongue coming towards him and licking his head.
Yuck!
Monkey and his rescuer said at the same time.
Inkawu, bendicinga ukuba sisidlo esimnandi.
Watsho umhlanguli kaNkawu.
Andiso sidlo simnandi mna. I am not a treat for the lamb catcher's chicks. And I'm not a treat for you. Now please tell me, who are you?
Grumbled Monkey, who was starting to get quite impatient because everyone seemed to think he was a tasty treat. With a patient smile, his rescuer said,
Mna ndingundlulamti. Stick with me. I will show you the world, Monkey.
And with that, the two set off across the African plains with Monkey's eyes darting here, there, and everywhere. After a while, Monkey sighed deeply and said,
"Okay, I guess we can explore the world together. Kodwa ndiyathemba ba akekho omnye umuntu ozophinda cinge ba mna ndisisidlo esimnandi."
And so we come to the end of another Nalibali story time. Today's story was called What Next, Monkey? Written by Ria Leroux.
This story was brought to you by the Nalibali Reading for Enjoyment campaign in association with Standard Bank and SABC Education.
Indawo yethu ekhethekileyo le andithi temkhulu, our special story place.
Ewe mntana, now ke ithi ke ndikuxelele. Let me tell you about the time I found a treasure box. Ifihlwe apha irhunjelwe apha ecamkwalomthi njengalo.
Wow! Tell me more.
Telling stories and reading books to children helps to grow a child's thinking ability and imagination. Visit www.nalibali.org for free stories in your language. Nalibali. It starts with a story.